All right.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Would you state your name and ADC number for the record?
Dimitri Christopher Dorofsky, Jr., ADC number 250783.
Mr. Kavosky, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the one alleged allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that the board has, you were notified of this hearing back on October the 13th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, it was the same day.
Yes, sir. And among other things, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir?
Yes.
And although you cannot see us because we're doing this by telephone, there are two board members participating in your hearing. They are the Honorable Mr. Luis Kiwanis, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Osborne. He's representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Kowalski and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do, sir.
Thank you.
I do.
Mr. Kavosky, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I've read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12D, as demonstrated by your submission of a diluted urine specimen on or about August the 28th, 2017, per the task report dated August 29, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Kavosky, I move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
By the unanimous determination of the board, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two, sir. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you in the community. Therefore, at this time, we're going to ask that you remain quiet as we get some background information on you from Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne, sir.
Yes, sir. Mr. Dragomsky was released from DOC custody on August 10th of 2017. He was arrested on September 19th of 2017 by the parole office on a tech violation. Was returned back to custody that same day with zero scum days with a community supervision end date of April 6th of 2018. Current conviction, 2012, theft of means of transportation, 6 years. And 2012, aggravated assault, 6 years. Excuse me. Prior convictions, 2010, theft, 6 months. He's had two terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3. A mental health score of 3 and a substance abuse score of 3. There is no SCG or gang information noted. Prior term supervision, 2010. TIS completion, 30 days. 2017, TIS tech violator, returned with amended conditions, terms and conditions. And then 9 of 2017, BOEC reinstate tech violator, returned to custody, awaiting this hearing. He has a minimal disciplinary history with possession of drugs noted. Other arrests, 2001, criminal trespass, first degree, Alaska juvenile probation. 2004, burglary, second degree, Alaska juvenile probation. 2004, theft, Alaska juvenile probation. 2007, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2007, aggravated domestic violence, Arizona juvenile probation. 2007, minor possession of alcohol, AZ juvenile probation. 2007, disorderly conduct, AZ juvenile probation. 2009, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. And 2009, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. And he has a community risk score of G3B4.
Thank you so much, Mr. Osborne. Okay, Mr. Kowalski, we are back to you to talk with you for a little while. It seemed that when you were released to reside at the Behavior Systems Southwest, BSS,
yes.
In Tucson.
Am I allowed to speak right now?
No, sir. Let me just go through this, then we're going to let you speak,
okay.
Sir.
Okay.
So did you reside there at BSS all while you were out, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes.
And did you have any employment? We showed that you was to get a, that you got a job at U.S. Components.
Yes.
Through the staff and agency. Yes, sir.
And I still have it if I'm re-released.
Okay. And you were scheduled for an intake appointment at Assurance for psychological evaluation and anger management, and you were referred to task for random drug testing for color code. Did you do any, did you drop any UAs, sir?
I dropped it halfway house right when I got there, and then once at task, and then another at task, but they arrested me on the first one at task. It was parole board.
Okay, and we do take note that the condition of your release by the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency was to impose conditions directed by PO to start revocation process upon first positive diluted miss unsuitable for testing unexcused UA. And then you apparently you submitted one that was fell under that category. So could you tell the board exactly what happened? How did you end up with this diluted UA on August the 28th, 2017, sir?
Yes, I obtained a job. I was going to classes. I was doing everything I was supposed to. I wasn't trying to lapse into criminal ways. I know my record is big and long, but I ain't the same person. I was really trying to do what I was supposed to do. And I drank, honest to God, I drank a little bit too much water before I went. I told DSS staff that I need time to be able to go, because I got to sign a paper before I go out. And I told them, I need a little more time to between, because I drank some water, and to get to task, and then get back. They wanted me back in 3 hours. It's a 3-hour bus right there. I drank a little bit too much water. In my reports, it shows that I was doing good everywhere around. I wasn't using, I wasn't drinking, and if I was drinking, it shows in my records that I go straight to jail regardless. Saturday, I think it was Monday, I had to drop. Saturday, I was locked down in the place, because when new arrivals get there at DSS, the correctional behavior modification program, they don't let you out on the weekends. They let you out one day, and you pick Saturday or Sunday. I went out Saturday. They have files and records Sunday. There's no way I could have been using in the place, because they monitor you. I wasn't trying to do anything to do anything. I was having a job, I was doing good, I was trying to get on back on track, and I really, I don't know what else to say. I wasn't doing anything to try to get into trouble.
Okay, let me get you to hold on just for a moment, sir. I want to talk to Mr. Osborne. Okay, now we have two, I don't want to use the word, one was he was reinstated, and but earlier in 17, what did he do that first time, something else in 2017, sir? I just didn't write it down, but you mentioned 2017 twice.
Yes, sir. He was a TS Tech violator, of course, earlier in 2017, and I've returned. I can look up the reasons he was violated.
Okay, if you'll be kind enough to do that, and then we'll move on. Okay, I'm going to ask my distinguished colleague if he might have any questions for you at this time while Mr. Osborne is looking that information up. Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, anything, any questions that you have?
No, thank you, Doctor. No questions at this time.
Now, sir, look, I know what you said, and I recognize, I'm very conscious of what you said, because since I've been on the board, I know that if you drink too much water, too much liquid, I know it's going to, but you had been advised by this board, had been imposed, the board had imposed these conditions, directing the PO to start revocation process upon first positive diluted miss unsuitable for testing unexcused UA. Now please convince me as one board member and hopefully or as well as Mr. Kiwanis, why should this board reconsider at this point and put you back out in the community in as much as you violated that condition of this board, sir? Why?
Because Because I'm not a criminal. I'm not meant for this place. I was really trying to do good. I just made a mistake. I know that I can't be drinking. If you guys let me out, I have 4 months left. I will not be causing any more issues. I simply made a mistake. I wasn't going out there and drinking and causing trouble. I was doing everything. I got a job in 2 weeks to get out. When I got out, I got a job, a good job. I like my job. BFS, the behavior modification program, they like me. I follow the rules. Parole department, the supervisor, he didn't want to arrest me. He didn't. He only arrested me, he said, if you were just a regular person, we could work with you. Because we know you're doing good, we know you have a job, we know that you're not causing trouble. And I wasn't. It was a simple mistake. It was.
Yes, sir, how can this board know that this was a simple mistake in as much as the board had taken a chance on you? The board members had voted to let you out, and now we're back talking with you again in the same year. I just can't quite understand it. Did you find anything, Mr. Osborne?
Yes, sir. He engaged in assaultive activities. He offended through a temper tantrum when his mother could not find his medication and was yelling and screaming and began punching the wall. The offender left prior to arrival of law enforcement. Police are calling it a domestic violence issue. And I'd also like to mention that just before the diluter, the ink missed in August also, just before that.
It missed a UA?
Yes, sir, with the Chrono Notes.
Okay. Okay, you also missed a UA in August, sir. What was that about?
I never missed a UA.
Well, according to the Chrono Notes provided by the Department of Correction, Mr. Osborne, sir.
Yes, sir, August 28th of 17, UA missed, the offender called and directed a report to task on 8/29.
Okay, and then you reported that on 8/29, but you missed the day that you were supposed to go, sister. What was going on that day?
No, I had all my texts on my phone, and I checked every morning at 6 o'clock. If Gray showed up, I went.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Okay, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, sir, but we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement.
And for the record, yes, in the domestic violence, I did do that. I was drinking and I was doing the wrong things. But this time, when I was out there, I was really trying to do the right thing. I really was.
I believe you were trying, but then you violated. You know, when this boy sticks his neck out to recommend you or anyone else to go out into the community, and then you violate, this boy, it does not speak well of this boy. But sir, I am going to give, just listen for a second. I'm going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion. So anything else you want to tell the board at this time, we're prepared to listen.
Okay. I don't got any more things because I said what I said and I meant it, and it was a mistake on my part, and I know my condition said what they said. Just give me a chance to get out of here. I got a job. I don't want to be here with these crazy people. I have a record. It's due to alcohol, but in the end, if there wasn't alcohol in this world, I wouldn't even have one charge on my record. All my crimes on my record are due from alcohol use. And please give me a chance to get out there and work and do right.
Thank you so very much, sir. At this time, the board has gone into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and the board will make this decision that following this discussion. I recognize the fact that Mr. Gorski made a mistake. I can't disagree with that. But if this was the first time, I would understand. But this is not the first time, because the board had already given him an opportunity early in 2017. And it placed these conditions on him. And one of the conditions, which I've read twice already, that the first violation, his PO would bring him back before this board, and that's why he's here today. You know, and I just cannot, personally, I cannot overlook that, but I'm prepared to listen to my distinguished colleague and we'll discuss it if necessary. Honorable Mr. Kiwanis.
I agree with you, Doctor.
Okay, thank you, sir. Therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Kogutski violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways inasmuch as he violated the conditions imposed by the Board of Executive Clemency, the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Therefore, I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you will begin out April 6th of this year, of next year, 2018. We wish you the best, sir, and we are sorry that this happened.
You guys are not letting me back out?
No, sir, the board is not letting you back out, and your hearing is over, sir. Thank you so much.
There's worse people that do things than